Here we go, speeding into Thursday's show, Thursday, January the 23rd, 2020. You know, every day before I say the date, I am kidding you not, every day before I say the date, I think, should I say 2019 or 2020? Even though I clearly know it's 2020, I do think about that. 12 minutes past the hour on this Thursday morning, big Thursday morning here, and I'm going to tell you why in just a second once we do our housekeeping. And it's always fun to do the housekeeping right off the bat. That way we make sure everything is in order and our paperwork is where it needs to be. All right, let's see what our bicentennial moment is today. Bicentennial moment here for Thursday, January the 23rd, 2020. Dr. Henry A. True and James Reed were instrumental in establishing the first bank in Marion County. Dr. True provided the financial backing, and Reed operated a bank of sorts out of his New York cash store on North Main Street across from the courthouse. The business was often called the Checkered Store due to a checkerboard pattern painted on the front of the building. As his business grew, Reed eventually opened the Marion County Bank in 1843, serving as its president with Dr. True as cashier. The bank grew and moved several times before eventually building the large bank building on the southwest corner of Center and Main Street. How about that? Now, see, this is interesting because I was a bank teller when I was in college for a few years. And in this particular case, Dr. Henry True, who we all know from the Stengel True Museum, he obviously had money, and that was his house, and he was a well-known doctor in this area. He worked as a cashier in the bank in 1843. This person he was in business with, James Reed, must have been the real money man in that particular situation. But how cool is that? That's a very interesting bicentennial moment. I really like these bicentennial moments because if you live in Marion or you don't live in Marion, you're learning little interesting facts that maybe you wouldn't know. I don't think a lot of people know about Henry True, but next time you go to the Stengel True Museum, right there where Prospect Street meets State Street, or not Prospect Street meets State. What is it? It's the V, where the Marion Towers is, where you're coming down Delaware Avenue, and you go to the right, and it's kind of where State Street. I guess it just becomes State Street. If you go to the right, it becomes State Street. If you go to the left, it becomes Main Street. You have to go one way or the other because Delaware Avenue ends. But the Stengel True Museum is right there. It also houses the Community Foundation now, which does a lot of great work in Marion. So you can see a lot of Dr. True's items there. I don't know if you can show up just any time of the day. You probably can't because it is the offices of the Community Foundation. But if you ever wanted to go in there, it is quite interesting because last time I was there were a whole lot of old medical devices that you certainly would not see used anymore. So call the Community Foundation. They would probably be able to tell you how you could get a tour or take a look at what's going on in the Stengel True Museum where Dr. Henry True lived. And also learn about the Community Foundation, which is certainly not a bad thing to do here in Marion. It's coming up in 2 days, though. We've talked about it all week. The Morrill United Methodist Church, 206 West Neff Street in Morrill, Ohio. Old-fashioned farm breakfast, Saturday morning, 7:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. That is the 25th. An all-you-can-eat old-fashioned farm breakfast will be served. Sausage, gravy, and biscuits, bacon, sausage, pancakes, scrambled eggs, home fries, orange juice, and coffee will be on the menu. Carry-out is available. The church is wheelchair accessible. $6 for adults, $3 for children 12 and under. The Morrill United Methodist Church. Old-fashioned farm breakfast this coming Saturday morning, January the 25th, 7:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. What an event that'll be. Dog tags are coming up. Deadline for dog tags is January the 31st. Marion County Auditor Joanne Kasotis wishes to remind dog owners to purchase the 2020 yearly tag by Friday, January 31st, a week from tomorrow. On February 1st, the cost of all dog licenses will increase by $16 in accordance with the Ohio Revised Code. Now, you can purchase your licenses by going to the Marion County Auditor's Office at 222 West Center Street, Monday through Friday, 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. You can go online and do this at doglicenses.us/OH/Marion. You can go to the Dog Warden's Office, 2252 Richland Road, Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and the prices for 1 year are $16, 3 year, $48, and permanent license is $160. Now remember, if you don't get them by January 31st, on February 1st, the 1 year license goes up $32, $64 for a 3 year, and $176 for a permanent. If you have any questions or you no longer own a dog, please contact the Marion County Auditor's Office at 740-223-4020. 740-223-4020. And I'm going to talk about this farm breakfast here in a second as I go through my notes of what I want to talk about this morning. We've got a jam-packed show, and that's why I'm kind of trying to talk fast and get everything in here this first hour. Now, don't forget the Charlie Evers Show will be on today, and Charlie has no guest. I got an email from Charlie last night. James Anderson from the Tallgrass Trail will be on next Thursday. So today, Charlie's wide open, and I know he's got tickets to give away to the Ridgedale Lions big event, NASCAR event, coming up on February the 15th. And he's also got tickets to the Smoothie King. So listen to Charlie today, 10 a.m. till 12 noon. Had a great response to Charlie's show yesterday when he had George Kasotis on. That was a lot of fun, learning the music history of Marion and also having you guys call in. And you know what was fun? Because I was listening to one of the repeats this morning, because the George Kasotis repeat from yesterday was on this morning with Charlie. And I love that people do listen to the repeats. People always say, well, why do you air repeats on that station? Do you know two people called in yesterday who had just heard the repeats, did not hear the live show that Charlie was doing, and they were calling in to get the answer to the trivia question? And one lady was calling in because she was the niece of somebody who owned, I think it was a glass company, and she wanted to set the record straight that it was not a certain person that had owned this company. It was one of her relatives who had owned this company, and that all came from the repeats on this station because they both said so. They said they heard the repeat, and they wanted to find the live show and call in and set the record straight. So I find that very cool. So that's why we do the repeats, if you ever want to know. And also the fact is, you know, a lot of radio in Marion right now is either music or national. So since we're not live all the time, I figure maybe you would like to listen to local radio overnight. Maybe you would like to listen to local radio at night. And maybe you didn't get to hear us when we were live in the morning. So why not air a repeat instead of airing national programming or music? I don't think people really have complained about this to a whole big degree. It's been going on for a long time now. So there's that. Now, before I get into the personal stuff today, I do want to let you know, now this is going to be a lot of fun, because coming up in the 9 o'clock hour today, we've got something that goes way back in time. When I was, well, I don't know how old I was, but it's been a few years ago. It's been probably close to 10 years ago. YouTube was really just kind of coming into its own. It certainly was not the conglomerate that it is today. And there was a girl on YouTube, very young girl, younger than I am. And if you're younger than I am, then you really have to be young. Because anybody younger than 30, that's considered a kid, isn't it? So there was this girl on YouTube, and I was just fascinated with her, because what she was doing at that time was she was creating YouTube videos. But she wasn't just doing the typical stuff that people were doing at that time. She wasn't just doing people falling down or little movies. What she was actually doing was singing. And she was singing songs, cover songs of popular songs, and every so often she would release a new cover song. Now, some of these videos from way back then are still online if you want to listen to them, if you go to YouTube. Now, her name was Julia Nunes, N-U-N-E-S, and she did a couple songs. The two best, in my opinion, were Accidentally in Love and Build Me Up Buttercup. And back then, she was just, I believe, living somewhere in the New York area, not New York City, but in the New York State area. And what was so appealing about her in general was she played the ukulele. You know, she did not do these cover songs like a hard rocker would. She did it with a ukulele. And it's so weird because if you listen to these cover songs like Accidentally in Love or Build Me Up Buttercup, which are totally from different generations, they both sound very good. And she's doing it all a cappella. There's no band with her. She's just sitting in her room playing this ukulele and doing her thing. So she did these videos, and she was not, of course, known or having a recording contract at that time. Well, all these years later, she does have a recording contract. She is now a musician who has been on television. I believe she's been on Conan O'Brien, and she's been an opening act for several musicians around the country. And it's so cool, for the first time this morning, from 9 until 10 o'clock, we're going to have Julia Nunes on the show. So this is really a throwback for me to get to talk to her about how I used to look at her videos and talk about the ukulele. Why did that come about? How did those videos come about? And really trek her rise from a YouTube person to a person who's actually, I think, now in Hollywood working in that particular field, the music industry. So this is a story you might want to tell your kids and your grandkids and anybody else to listen to, because this is somebody who did not have the big money. She did not have great access to anything. She did not have a famous person in the business. She just went on YouTube and she created something that was unique, and now she's in the business she always wanted to be in. So Julia Nunes, and now she's released a few albums. Julia Nunes, the girl with the ukulele is what I call her, this morning at 9, 10 until 10 a.m. That'll be a good conversation. I don't know how old she is now, probably in her 20s. And if you do want to see those videos, well, she's also got new videos on YouTube that are actually professionally done from her career now, and I think songs that she has written, but also those old videos, which you can tell are old videos because they were done with an older camera, and she obviously looks a lot younger 10, 12 years ago. But if you go to YouTube, just search Julia Nunes, N-U-N-E-S, and ukulele, and you pull up a lot of stuff. Now, the two that I would recommend, they were my two favorites, were Accidentally in Love or Build Me Up Buttercup. So just go there and search those. Julia Nunes, Accidentally in Love, or Julia Nunes, Build Me Up Buttercup. But there were a whole lot of them, and they're cover songs, which I think are kind of hard to do because people get kind of used to their version of those songs. But that is going to happen less than an hour from now. So stay tuned for that. That is coming up. Now, here's something I really wanted to talk about. My day yesterday. Okay, I don't know how much of you knew what was going on yesterday, but I'm going to kind of lay it on the line here because I think it's kind of fascinating. So yesterday morning, I get on here. It was probably after 9 o'clock, and I start knocking some people, well, particularly one person. I was on here particularly knocking one person because I have worked with this person now for quite a few months, and she's very cool. I mean, we've never had a bad word with each other. We have a lot of fun working together, but yet she had never gotten me anything over those months. And also, we were supposed to have a Christmas party that never really came off exactly right. And it was just one of those things. And it all started because the other day, she brought, Oh, okay. She's 31 years old. I guess she is out of her 20s. 31 years old, Julia Nunes, born on January 3rd, 1989. So she is younger than, well, she's not younger than me. She's a year older than me. So there you go. But in any event, 31 Julia Nunes coming up next hour. But you've got to listen to Accidentally in Love. Now, wait for the break to do it, but find Julia Nunes, Accidentally in Love, playing the ukulele. Okay, now, all that being said, yesterday, so I'm making fun of this person on the air, Abby. She told me she didn't mind saying her name. So I'm making fun of Abby on the air, a friend of mine who I work with, about never getting me anything. And what this really was spurred from was Abby a few weeks ago told me that she liked Cadbury eggs and houseplants. And I told her that I despise Cadbury eggs. And if you go to my Facebook page, you will see that I do not like Cadbury eggs. I trash them all the time. If you like Cadbury eggs, that's great. I just don't like them. There's something about them that I just can't stand. So the other day, what bugged me was we were having this conversation about Cadbury eggs. And then the next day, what does she bring to the office but Cadbury eggs? Knowing that I don't like them. Now, I'm not saying she has to buy me something, but the fact that she bought Cadbury eggs kind of drove me nuts, and she gave one to the other person we work with, who I won't say her name on the air. I don't think she would care, but I've never gotten the total permission to say her name on the air, so I'm not going to do it until she tells me I can. But she gave her the egg, and this is where I learned that really people don't like Cadbury eggs, because this person kind of faked it by eating the shell of the Cadbury egg and really did not want to eat the inside, but I think she just didn't want to offend Abby. So she, like, plugged her nose like it was cough syrup and down the rest of this Cadbury egg. Okay, that's what happened 2 days ago. And so yesterday on the radio, I got on and kind of complained about this. Well, yesterday morning, now this is an absolutely true story. This was not convoluted at all. As many of you know who listen to this program, you know that I like the McDonald's Diet Cokes, fountain drink, Diet Cokes. Now, I like a Diet Coke or a Diet Pepsi really from anywhere, any fountain drink anywhere, but McDonald's is the favorite. There's just something different about their Diet Cokes, and they're only a dollar, which is very cool. So, I'm sitting here in the studio yesterday. Now, I probably just started having that. I know it was after 9 o'clock, so it had to be like 9:15 I'm having this conversation. Now, Abby and this other person who I'm talking about both work. You know, they have jobs and things to do in their life. They're busy people. And it's a weekday yesterday. It's a Wednesday morning. So I'm sitting here talking about this and kind of having fun. You know, why can't I get a large Diet Coke from McDonald's and so on and so forth? Now, in the period of 45 minutes, actually, it was probably more like a half hour, Abby had went to McDonald's, got in that line, which I know is a long wait in the morning, especially that time of morning, because I pass by every morning. She had bought this large Diet Coke and delivered it here to the studio, which I know she has no reason to be down here where the studio is. Came in the doors, came up the elevator, brought it into the studio, and gave it to me. Very cool. Very cool gesture from a very cool person. Now, that's where we left off yesterday. Now, here's the rest of the story, as Paul Harvey would say. Okay, so yesterday, obviously, I see Abby again because we work together at another job. So Abby and I get together again yesterday, like we normally do in the afternoon, to do our other job. And Abby's having a sweet tooth. You know, she might have been having like a diabetic issue yesterday. I really don't know what was going on, but she needed some food was immediately the start of the thing before class started. And she went and got some very cool food. She got me another Diet Coke. Now, I will say she did buy for the other person too. Our other person in our little threesome group there at school, she got her something as well. But she bought a pizza, she bought another Diet Coke from where she went, a fountain drink, and she bought a Butterfinger, which she only could know that I like Butterfingers by listening to this show, because I don't, maybe I've had the conversation with her in person. If I did, I don't remember it. And if I did, it was probably only once. But she went and bought me a Butterfinger. Now, so what we're talking about is in the course of like 7 hours yesterday, this girl got me two fountain drinks, a pizza, not a personal pizza, like a regular size pizza, and a Butterfinger. Now, I think that's deserve of praise, because yesterday I totally like ran her into the ground on the show about how she never gets me anything. So I have to say that she's a cool person. Now, here's the problem with this. I never know when people are listening. I assume people don't listen to this show from beginning to end every day, especially people who are working and lead busy lives, which she does. She'll probably never hear this, and the person who we work with will probably never hear this. But how cool it was. It was a really neat thing. I appreciate that so much. That there are still nice people in the world. And I guess that's the point of this. How cool was it? How nice was it that she did something that she did not have to do? Now, it looked like we were getting a phone call there, and the phone lines are open if you'd like to call in. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If that was you, give us a call back. We would love to hear from you. 31 minutes past the hour. Oh, and there is a surprise coming up. I'm not telling it to anybody, and I'm not letting the cat out of the bag on the air, but there is a surprise coming up involving Abby, so stay tuned for that as time goes on. Okay, here we go. I think we're getting a call. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning.
Good morning. I think somebody stuck our phone line over here. It was on the automatic answer button.
Oh, I was wondering why I was already on the air.
Yeah, the phone rang once, and then I thought, well, where did they go? And somebody pushed that automatic answer button. We're going to have to get a piece of tape for that again. Because, as you know, tape fixes everything.
That's right, duct tape.
So, what's new?
So, yeah, I heard that little story about the Abby story this morning.
Is that not a nice person? What? I mean, let's be serious.
Yeah, but how do you know? You said she maybe had a diabetic attack. Maybe she was just hungry. Why did you have to put a diabetic in front of her?
Well, no, I'm not saying that she was. I don't think she is diabetic. She stays very healthy. Abby is a very health-conscious person. If you saw her, she stays very fit. She goes to the gym. She does those type of things. You know, she's a very conscientious person. She always tries to look very nice, dress very nice. I mean, she's told me this is important to her, and I think that's cool because it's not important to a lot of people.
I just was wondering because you put diabetic in front of it, and I was like, well, maybe she had a diabetic attack or something.
Well, I didn't want to say she was just hungry because I think sometimes that sounds bad when you say, well, she was just hungry, so she had to get out of there.
I get hungry even though I'm not having a diabetic attack.
Well, I think we all get hungry without diabetic attacks, but, you know, I'm just saying that in that particular situation, I was trying to add a little levity to the thing.
Well, you know I had to call and harass you on that. I mean, that's the point I am.
No, but the larger point of it is, I mean, you don't even do stuff like that. So we've got to...
Oh, whoa, folks. Hold on, folks. Hold your brake. Okay, so how many times have I come to the studio... I had to wait in that line, I don't know how many times there are Main Street, because that McDonald's is slower than mine. And I had to wait in there in line to try to get those pops. For some people, they didn't even show up about it. And,
now,
you know, I wait for my time.
Now, do we really want to get into the behind-the-scenes?
I just let you know, I waited there at mine.
I give you total credit. Yes, 9 times out of 10, when you come to the studio, you do bring a diet soda and an order of scrambled eggs and a sausage patty, which is my preferable breakfast and drink if I'm going to be...
Oh, don't tell me that I'm not a nice person.
I didn't say you... Now, see, I never said that. I never said you weren't a nice person.
You started to be quirky.
No, I said you don't do things like Abby did yesterday, and what I'm saying...
Well, because I work in Delaware.
No, well, Abby, I think she was at work yesterday.
Well, I can't drive from Delaware all the way to Mary to drop you off a pizza.
No, but what I'm saying is like when you get up in the morning, you have to be at work at 9 o'clock, you could get up at 7:30 and drop a pop here at the studio.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's not
right.
Me.
No, it's not you, but you know who it is? It's Abby, so I've got to give her credit for that.
Abby can do that. You know, she's a wonderful person on that.
She is a wonderful person to do that. And then to do it in the... That's all I was saying, so why are you disagreeing with me?
driving here. I just got a text.
Don't read it. I know who it's from.
Huh?
I said I can imagine who that's from. Don't.
Let's point everything out here, though.
Okay, but don't say any names because I think I know where that just came from. So go ahead. No names,
I mean,
though.
Somebody else?
No names.
Somebody else bought you a diet last. You know what?
Oh, here we go.
How many diets are you going to get in one day?
Well, I can't stop it if people want. Listen, I didn't ask for any of them.
No, yeah, you did.
No.
You said on the radio yesterday, you said all I wanted was a diet, so Abby brought you a diet.
Right, but I didn't say, Abby, bring me a diet right now.
Well, that's probably a cue. You know, she's like, okay, you're asking for a diet, so I'm going to bring you.
A cue to drive out of your way to McDonald's to get order a Diet Pop, sit in that line, drive all the way down here to the studio, which is nowhere near where she works, park the car on a one-way street, get on the elevator, come up here, walk to the studio and deliver it to that desk. That's more than just going and buying a pop.
Well, there you go. Maybe she had an hour lunch. She wanted to kill some time.
Well, it wasn't lunchtime. It was 9 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, I don't know then.
No, and yes, listen, I'm glad that person sent you a text, the other person who did buy me a pop yesterday. And I will say there was another person who last night also, totally unsolicited, I did not ask the person for a pop, but they did buy me a pop last night. They stopped by, you know, and brought me a pop. And
Who's the person?
Well, you know, because you just got a text from them.
She's a co-host on the radio station.
She is, and I'm not denying that, but I here's what I figure with that particular person. I like that person. We have a very good relationship, but, you know, I don't want to mention her on the radio because she's got her own life and things going on. So, you know, I don't want to bring her up constantly and say things like that. You know, I don't know if she wants me talking about her bringing me a pop. I mean, I appreciate that she did it, but she never said that she wanted me to bring this up.
Okay. All right.
I mean, if she had told me, I would have brought it up.
No problem. How about we just put a drinky fountain in the studio?
Put a what?
We'll just put a drinky fountain in the studio.
Well, I would like that.
Nothing but diet.
I would like that. If we had a fountain drink here in the studio, I would love that. Because most people don't know that I buy the 2 liters of pop sometimes that come to the studio because I can't always make it to McDonald's in the morning, and I don't really like the 2 liters, but you got to have some kind of substitute, and somebody comes in the studio and drinks all my 2 liters, and then sometimes I don't have anything in the morning.
Oh, is there a Grinch?
Well, I don't know if it's a Grinch. I can't say who does it. I mean, I'm not here when it happens, but that does happen. I see my 2 liters in the garbage can.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot to tell you. I come in there in the middle of the night and I drink it all.
Well, I can believe
sorry.
It.
Sorry. I forgot to tell you I do that. Yeah. I go there like around midnight at night, you know, and I go in there and I just drink it.
Well, the other person...
I figured that saves me from going to the grocery store.
Well, the other person who got me the pop yesterday, besides Abby, just gave me an eye roll. An online eye roll.
I love it! See, that means she wants you to mention her name.
Well, and I will. I mean, I'll say it now because I realize that she doesn't mind if I say it. But, I didn't want to bring that up out of the blue like that. You know, you don't know what people... Just like the girl I'm talking about. Now, last night, I told you the girl that is with Abby and I... No, don't say her name. But I... Right, but I... You know, the reason I don't bring her name up on the radio like I'm bringing up Abby's name is because she's never told me it was okay to do so. Now, yeah. I don't think that she would get upset, but until she tells me it's okay to bring up her name, I'm not going to do it.
Okay.
Because I mean, don't.
I love it.
That's fair.
This is like a Jerry Springer show this morning.
Well, not really. No, it seems to me more like. It seems to me more like The View because these are not really fighting issues. This is just you know.
This is pretty funny. I never dreamed that we were talking about diet.
No, but that's what people really want to hear. They don't want to hear about politics. They don't want to hear about news channels. They don't want to hear about everything that's going on in the world. They're bombarded with that every day. So we hope every morning for 2 hours here, and when Charlie's on 4 hours, that by goodness we can just give them some good old-fashioned entertainment and talk about stuff really going on in life.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, hold on, let me
get... It's a fun morning calling in chat, you know?
Well, you know, Charlie used to do this for many years with a guy, and Charlie will correct me if I'm wrong on this, but I believe it was Steve Stewart. Steve Stewart used to be on his way to the radio station every morning, but he didn't come in as early as Charlie did, so he used to call and just talk about nothing with Charlie every morning, but it was entertaining because they would talk about stuff like this.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, you have to ask Charlie about that. Maybe he'll talk about it this morning. Charlie's on when I'm off the air this morning.
I'll have to listen to the repeat. I'm out of the listening area by that point.
But now listen, I want to make sure I go back and pick this up now since I've been kind of scolded for it.
Oh.
There is a person who did bring me a pop last night. It was the third pop I had yesterday, and it was Bailey.
Wow.
Bailey.
Diabetic diet overload.
Well, it was Bailey, and everybody knows Bailey who listens to this station. Bales, my good friend, and she did out of the blue. She just showed up with a large diet. Didn't ask, didn't say it. I don't think she's ever done it before. So, you know, I appreciate that. Thank you, Bales.
So, when are you going to start recruiting all these people, like showing up and giving them stuff, like flowers? Well,
I'm not a florist.
Flowers, roses.
I'm not a florist.
You can send them, you can call Mary and Flower up.
Would I send any of these people flowers? First of all, Abby does not want flowers. She wants a house plant and Cadbury eggs. And, and Bailey, it's funny. I'm not going to get into the conversation with Bailey about flowers, but Bailey and I have had an interesting conversation about flowers in the past because she likes an odd kind of a flower too, and I've never sent Bailey flowers, but I don't think it's my place to send Bailey flowers. So
No, I'm not saying a relationship flower.
No, right.
I'm saying a friendship flower. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Like when they're down or if they're depressed. You just send people I've done it people at work, like a girl that I'm good friends with. She was having a bad day, and I brought in, I think, a teddy bear or a balloon or something, and it cheered her up.
Well, see, I just don't have that kind of time.
Well, I mean, I thought I didn't bring it back to her. I just knew she was having a bad day one day, so the next day I stopped and I brought her she's going through a rough time, you know, just trying to be a friend.
Well, I mean, I mean, I'm not saying that I would not do it, that I could not do it, but at this particular point, I don't think we've hit that point, so some point, and I would also want it to be a surprise. I would not want the person to know I'm going to do it, so I would not talk about it before I did.
Yeah, this person didn't know I was going to do it. I mean, I just did it out of the blue.
Right, so I just wouldn't do it, you know. There would have to be, like, some monumental event that happened. That it, not just somebody being sad, because if somebody was sad, I would just say...
I know, you don't have that sense. We talked about that yesterday. You don't have a sense of somebody sad. Because, you're just one of those kind of people that you just don't sense stuff. You know what I mean? Like, you don't know if somebody's sad, or... Because you're in an interview, you don't care, you just keep going. Like when we talked about Helen Thomas yesterday. You made her cry, she was bawling her eyes out, and you just kept going. Which, there's nothing wrong with that, because that makes you a good interviewer, like we talked about yesterday.
Well, right, so I don't have a sense when people would need this sort of thing, and I don't know that necessarily that's the best time to be sending somebody flowers or candy or whatever it is. I'm just saying that for me, you want to pick a very, like, a special moment, and then you send it. Because that, I think, is a surprise, and that's also kind of cool. So at this point, I don't know that we've hit that level.
You just don't know when, huh?
No. Are you excited about the girl with the ukulele coming up next hour?
Yes, I'm going to have to listen to the repeat again, so make sure you tape it. Don't delete it on accident or anything like that. And then and I will listen to the repeat on the web.
Yeah.
That a webmaster puts up. Adam Lepp.
Adam Lepp, which, by the way, I want to plug this. Coming up today on the station, Charlie Evers, 10 a.m. until 12 noon. And then we have Glenn Coble today with Swap Shop, 12:10 to 1 p.m. Then Adam the Computer Guy, 2:10 until 3 p.m. So don't miss those programs today, along with a myriad of other programs. Oh, by the way, the Hillary log. Better do this real quick, because this will be easy enough to do. Let's see here. Remember, for the people listening, I hope you know by now, we're just trying to get Hillary to come to Marion. So on January 23rd, 2020, did not hear from Hillary. So we're still there.
No, Hillary. You know, how about Donald Trump? We should try to get Donald Trump in the office.
Well, I thought this... Well, Donald Trump can come. I would like for... Maybe somebody can start a Donald Trump log. But I want to give this real quick, though. Write a letter to Hillary, P.O. Box 5256, New York, New York, 10185. Tell her to come to Marion. Tell her to come to the Scott Spears Show, and we can all find out why people don't like her, and chances are Charlie will make fun of her hair. So P.O. Box 5256, New York, New York, 10185. And I think Charlie better watch out, because I think Hillary Clinton's a tough woman, and she might, you know, I don't know. That could get rough.
Yeah, that's true. We'll bring them both to the office and see the 2020 election and see what kind of dealing we have in the office then.
So that was today's Hillary log.
You should call him. Donald? You don't know what you're talking about.
Right. So we now have completed our Hillary log for today. Today's log, January 23rd, 2020, did not hear from Hillary. But I'm not discouraged by this whole thing, because I think it will take a little bit of time. We've only been doing it for like 6 days so far. That's barely enough time for a letter to get to her. So I think there's still time.
So you have to read the mailing thing for people in case they weren't listening.
Oh, didn't I just do that?
Oh, did you? I must have zoned out on that. Sorry.
I think I did. Hold on. Here it is again. Hillary Clinton, get your pens and papers. Hillary Clinton, P.O. Box 5256, New York, New York, 10185. New York, New York, the town's so nice, they named it twice.
I don't think it would be a good idea for her to come.
Why is that?
Well, I mean...
Hey, I'll tell you what. If she brings me a large Diet Coke from McDonald's, she can come any day of the week.
Because me and you both know, we went to the Coliseum during Mitt Romney's speech, and that thing was sold out.
It was sold out.
So I think Marion's more of a Republican than a Democrat area, so I think it probably will be a better idea to bring in, Donald Trump or something.
Well, yeah, but what you have to realize is that... Hillary Clinton was the wife, she was the first lady when Mary Ellen Withrow was Treasurer of the United States. And Mary Ellen is Marion's hometown girl, so I think there's just a significance of having Hillary Clinton here.
Yeah. Well,
for our particular purposes.
I mean, if you look at it both ways.
And listen, I'm not saying this is political. People got to get that politics out of their mind. Hillary Clinton, to my knowledge, is not running for anything. So it's not about her coming here to talk politics. I want her to come here, and I want to talk about her personal life. I want to know, you know, why do people hate you? I want to know what you think happened in the last election. I want to know what do you do for fun? You know, I don't care about the politics anymore. Forget that. I just want to know about the person.
You just want to know about the person, and it's a unique election because it's 2020. Hey, you know what? I just thought of something. 2020. We could bring in Barbara Walters. You think she would come?
I don't think Barbara's traveling anymore.
You don't think she's traveling anymore?
No, I think she's given that up. So for our final leg here this morning before the top of the hour is coming up here in the next 5 minutes. So this whole pop thing, which I think is a much more interesting conversation, because because you like sausage gravy, right?
I love sausage gravy.
Okay,
you know what? Down on the home farm of Bob Evans, I love their sausage gravy.
Okay. Well, here's the interesting thing. Abby apparently makes, because her family is from southern areas. And,
really?
Yeah. And she tells me, a very good sausage, biscuits, and gravy. So, I think it's tomorrow, she's supposed to give me, she's going to make homemade, southern-fied sausage, biscuits, and gravy.
And you don't like sausage gravy, I thought you did.
I don't. And she knows that.
Okay, then how about you freeze it and give it to me and I'll eat it all?
No. So here's what I've told her about this, though. I did go over this with her. I said, okay, now if you have to get bacon, because she said part of her recipe deals with bacon grease. So she has to get bacon grease. And I said, okay, but fry the bacon and bring the bacon. And in case I don't like the sausage, biscuits and gravy. Now, and don't put gravy on all the biscuits. You know, bring some biscuits and some jelly. And that way, if I don't like the sausage, biscuits, and gravy, I can just have, like, biscuits with grape jelly and some pieces of bacon.
that's greedy!
No, that's not greedy. That's logical.
But you're asking her to make more than she was offering for you.
Oh, no. Because she's already got to make the biscuits for the sausage, biscuits, and gravy. And she's already got to make the bacon to get the grease for the gravy. So she's already made the bacon and she's already made the biscuits. I'm just saying, don't taint all the bacon and don't taint all the biscuits. So that if I don't like the sausage, biscuits, and gravy, that I can just have biscuits and bacon.
Yeah, I got a better idea. Abby, if you're out there listening, just make it for me and forget about it. I'll eat it all.
Well, now, see, now that's greedy.
Now that's being greedy, isn't it?
That's being greedy.
I know. I figured you would have said that, so I just said it myself.
Well, but so this is all coming down tomorrow, is my understanding. It's all going to come down tomorrow, sausage, biscuits, and gravy. But also, biscuits and bacon on the side.
There you go. Sounds like a nice breakfast you're going to have tomorrow.
That's exciting, isn't it? That's big time exciting.
Yeah, I need to find a person that knows how to download cook. You know, the southern people, they do know how to cook. I have a family that, you know, that knows how to cook, like you said, sausage gravy and, you know, homemade chili and
Did you know, in Ripley's Believe It or Not, there's a story. I don't know if people really know this or not. This is one of the most fascinating things. Do you know that after breakfast time in Kentucky and West Virginia and in southern places like that, that it happens every morning, that a little bit after breakfast time, you hear like a loud snap all through the state of Kentucky, all through the state of West Virginia. You hear this loud snap sometime after breakfast time every morning. You hear it throughout the entire state. I don't think people know that. It's like one of those, you know, we have the merchant ball that moves by itself. So it's one of those things that happens in West Virginia and Kentucky, and I think that people don't realize that that happens every morning, and it's one of those unexplained phenomenons.
Really?
Yes.
So what is it? What do you think it is?
Well, I know what it is.
Go ahead, what is it?
Well, it's once people have breakfast in the morning and they hear that loud snap, what it is people's arteries closing off. That's what that is. In unison, their arteries all shut down like a thunderclap down there in the South, Kentucky and West Virginia.
I don't think they eat lard anymore, do they?
Lard, they eat it right out of the can. Sometimes they just get a spoon and go to town. You know, lard in Kentucky and West Virginia is a breath mint.
Oh, man.
Oh, my show will never be on in Kentucky and West Virginia. They'll ban me from the states.
Yep, that's right.
What a thing. But again, before we part ways on this Thursday morning, the truth of the matter is, how nice was that of Abs yesterday? Wasn't that great?
It was very good. It was a very good suggestion for her to do that.
It was a very good gesture. I think you're right. Now, do you think I should pay back the gesture?
Yeah, but I don't know what she likes, but you have to find out what she...
Those darn Cadbury eggs.
Oh, there you go. Get her like a lifetime supply or something.
Ugh, a lifetime supply for me would be one. That'd be quite enough. Well, thanks.
There you go.
Thanks for calling.
Talk to you later.
All right, phone lines are open for 5 more minutes before we go to the break and bring back Julia Nunes, the girl with the ukulele. 740-383-9944. Does anybody have anything to say in regard to this? Because I think this is interesting conversation. This is what I think people want in a morning show. I really don't think people want music anymore because everybody's got iPods and YouTube, and they just listen to their own music. They don't really want music in the morning anymore. And I don't think that people want national either. Because you want somebody in your hometown talking about things going on in your hometown or people in your hometown. You know, it's fun to mention people who are in the hometown on the radio. You know, if I got the permission to mention the name, I do it. I call people on the air. I do whatever you got to be, what's got to be done. 55 minutes past the hour. Does anybody have anything to say about my sausage gravy escapade tomorrow? Do you think I'll like it because it's being made by a girl with Southern roots? Do you think that it's very cool that she gave me all those things yesterday, and should I pay her back? That's the question. Do I need to reciprocate? I mean, I know at Christmas you probably should do that, but at this particular point, should I get her something because she was so nice to me yesterday? I know she would never ask for anything, but should I do it anyway? Is that proper etiquette? And, anything else on your mind? Give me a call. We've got 5 minutes left in this particular segment. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. But I do have to say, I do appreciate also the large Diet Coke that was gotten for me by Bales last night. That was awful nice, too. So I appreciate her for that. It's a morning of appreciation here on the Now program. Now, what else do we have to talk about here? Okay, coming up, I don't know if we'll get to the movie trivia today because we're going to have Julia Nunes on here in about 15 minutes, which I want you to listen to this interview. Even if you don't know who Julia Nunes is, what a fascinating trail it is from childhood to YouTube to becoming a person who tours and opens up for acts and the whole bit. I think that's tremendously cool. Julia Nunes, next hour. No politics, nothing out of the realm. It'll be something I think you'll really enjoy. And something I'll really enjoy because I've followed this person for quite a while. We did the Hillary log today, so again, we did not hear from Hillary, but we're still hope upon hope that people will write Hillary Clinton letters and tell her she needs to come here for the bicentennial of Marion. She needs to come here for the 100th anniversary of President Harding being elected. She needs to come here for women getting the right to vote in a presidential election. You know, we just need to get this done. And most importantly, she needs to come here to be on this particular show and have me ask her why people don't like her, which I think everybody would like to know. So there you go. Anybody have anything to say? We're about to break for the top of the hour. 740-383-9944. Anything on anybody's mind this morning? We are talking about What's on the Mind Radio this morning. Let's see. Is there anything I'm forgetting? Well, I'd say it's a full day of programming today. Charlie Evers from 10 until noon with lots of great gifts, Smoothie King stuff, a Jags extra large t-shirt, a Jags koozie, the tickets to the Ridgedale Lions, a big event on February the 15th, NASCAR event, and Glenn Coble, Swap Shop, 12 to 1. People like to know when Swap Shop's on. It's Thursday, 12 to 1. And then, of course, we have the Adam the Computer Guy show today, live 2:10 until 3 p.m. You don't want to miss any of those shows for love nor money. We're going to break here for news and weather. We're coming back in the 9 o'clock hour with the girl with the ukulele from way back, Julia Nunes. Don't go anywhere.
Cardinal Bob Smith.
Well, at the height of, you know, sealing things and everything, the height of one time, well, two times is a big story. This, we had been into teaching us how to know how to recognize somebody So this woman came up, and she was walking funny like this.